Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And if you're familiar with that intro, that is from our original film score and from our CMS network for Finding Sunday. And I find that appropriate as of today for inauguration day of our now President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Today has been a day that's long coming, long awaited, and not mistaken. Today is a day where we can be proud as American citizens, as global citizens of this world. Today is a day where we stood for ourselves and we stood for democracy. And we're making an example of who and what doesn't belong, nor do we abide by in this country. We stand united, and we stand as American citizens. I'm so thankful for this day. I'm thankful for God being in the place to protect everyone involved in order to push us and move us forward. This is that time. I remember when I was doing radio for WUMR U92 FM at the University of Memphis in Memphis, Tennessee, when President Barack Hussein Obama came president of the United States of America, the first African American and biracial president of the United States of America. And what I experienced in that place during was quite interesting. But I was proud either way ago. I got to be a part of history. I got to say thank you for just being in the building, being in the place in order to talk about this movement and this change and shift and dynamic in history. It was beautiful. And today, with my own network and production company, we are doing the same, and we will continue to do so. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an African American, a black woman, and especially divine woman and woman of faith. That's, I think, what makes the difference. That morality that we all must possess in order to be something great. Today is that time. If you didn't get to watch the inauguration, please, I encourage you to do so. If you are upset about the outcome, please, I urge you to make change and to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And that's a part of something that contains unity, because it's not just about an individual. It's about all of us and how we can move and use ourselves to make things better. This is that time. So thank you, America, for making us a beautiful and great nation by making us heard as the democracy and beautiful unity as we should stand in. This is that time. I remember when Aretha Franklin sung and Maya Angelou gave her poetry, but this year we had something special. We had someone of youth, which is our future, that looked like a queen. Miss Corman, thank you. Lady Gaga, thank you. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, thank you. We appreciate all you do. And Garth Brooks, thank you. The arts is here to definitely bring us together, and we are one of the few nations that do so. We can do nothing without the arts. Everything is included, even the beautiful way the United States of America's buildings look. That is simply art. The Capitol building and the White House, and built by slaves who are now running the White House. Descendants of slaves now running the White House. The descendants of slaves are me. The descendants of slaves are the minorities who came unwillingly and who stayed and made a life anyway, and gave birth to a different type of nation, because we are all becoming brown and even more round in who we are. It's a universal experience that makes us all great. So I pray that we continue to do so, and I'm in prayer every day for this nation as we walk through the halls of history. We do it together, and we do it in unity, because that is ultimately God's plan and who we are. So until next time, every time, every day, I want you to simply be great.